Icarice here from Hot 702.5 FM in Las Vegas. Get ready to experience basketball like never before. The historic National Pro-Am Championship Tournament, hosted by Delaware Sports Foundation and the HBCU Basketball Association, is taking center stage at the Doolittle Community Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, from April 25th through the 28th in 2024. It's more than just a tournament. It's a basketball extravaganza. Witness top-tier athletes, electrifying matchups, and slam dunk moments that will leave you breathless. Come see who will take home the trophy and first place prize of $100,000. But that's not all. We're shining a spotlight on small businesses. If you are a local business looking for exposure, seize this opportunity to be featured with our TV partners. Email candrews@thehbcuba.com and ashaw@thehbcuba.com and let your business shine alongside the thrilling basketball action. Save the dates and join us for an unforgettable experience. The National City Leeds Pro-Am Championship, where the love for basketball meets the pulse of the city. Don't just hear about it, be a part of it. April 25th through the 28th, 2024 at the Doolittle Community Center. Visit hbcuba.com to get your tickets now and let the excitement begin.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaws Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 11 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go orders and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaws Sports Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, what's up?
All your favorite artists.
Check it out.
Say my name.
DJ Khaled.
This is Mila J.
Bruno Mars.
On Hot 702.5FM.com.
What the fuck does it do? Fix my appearance.
West Coast.
What's up, people?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Q Mecca.
I can't hear myself.
Talk, sir. You gotta talk louder.
Hey, turn me up. Turn music down.
Turn my headphones up.
All right, what's up?
About to freestyle on you,
what
bitches.
What's going on here?
You about to rap?
The Notorious B.I.G. Hey, is we on?
We on, sir.
Hey, rest in peace to Biggie.
Rest in peace to Biggie.
It's Big Papa Day, motherfucker, so we gonna start with some a little bit of this. Yo. Turn this shit up. Hey, hey, it's like 92-3. I was in high school. This come on, all the girls used to dance.
Tell your friends about it.
They didn't park back then. They just danced. Hey, it's Biggie.
I got kicked up off the roof.
Boom, boom, boom. So up, it's a melody of Biggie. Look, this next shit, my nigga C4 told me to play it.
But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time.
Rest in peace to Biggie. Hope you up there with my brother freestyle. That nigga probably beat you.
I always thought you could have whatever you dream. Well, I
sky's
want you to
the limit.
To that dream, baby.
What it do in the chat?
What it do?
Cause the sky is the limit.
What it do? Boss lady got on camouflage. She thinks she's a
she going to war.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
With a Mexican hat.
I to the stage.
Camouflage with a Mexican hat.
Put that word anyway.
It's Mexico.
What it mean?
He came out with the phrase. He went from ashes.
What she say? These nuts.
No.
Everybody in the house. Give a warm
Hey, to all the niggas who went from ashy to classy.
B.I.G.
Hey, hey, hey. A nigga never been as broke as me. Like that. When I was younger, I had two pairs of knees. Besides that, hey. This is shit my baby mama used to dance to.
Man, it's like a DJ and it's all the fucking day.
Shout out to my baby mama dancing to hip hop times back in the 90s, motherfucker.
Nobody gives a shout out to their baby mama, man.
Oh, me and my baby mama cool. Shout out to both of y'all. I love y'all. We made beautiful.
My baby mama cool too, but
we made beautiful.
She ain't get no fucking shout out.
Mic check.
Hey, I used to play this. I used to wait. Hey, I'm from the West Coast, right? Yeah. Niggas was like, we ain't fucking with Biggie. We fuck with Pac. I was like, well, I'll fuck with both of them. Nigga, my shirt got both of them on it. I'll fuck with both of them. Nigga, this shit hard. Don't sound like you been sucking.
Hey, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, you 49ers slut. It was
all a dream. Yo, sir, I can barely hear you too. Damn,
turn my sound up. I'm trying to rap.
That's better. Turn me up.
That's okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nigga, we can get this shit going.
Hey, shut your own fence up.
Hey. Hey.
Let's go.
So, Biggie, we gonna get Melody.
Get this thing cracking. We got a lot to get
into today.
Leah
was in this video. Shout out to Leah. Rest in peace.
Welcome, everybody. You are tuned in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Sug, a.k.a. Sugar Doshi, the great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two techs up. You know, tragic gonna hold you down.
What it do?
Yo, what up? C4 Nate from the 618. That's we great and start the debate.
Start this debate. Welcome back, C4.
Thanks. Good to be back.
My boy been at work doing his thizzle.
That nigga look like he work in the back of the kitchen.
He look like you need to shut up, bitch.
They got this nigga making the greens, but they don't want the world to see him.
You the chicken bone in the greens, right? Hey, chicken bone in the greens.
Never mind this hater. If you want to look at me, follow me at Ellis Island, motherfucker.
I will be
on your card table and your crap table from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Hey, tell them try to get them a space table up there so we can go up there and dominate.
No,
they put spades in the casinos, huh?
They know how.
If they put spades in the casino,
oh yeah,
niggas be fighting.
Shit, a nigga just got whooped by security before I got off.
For real? On craps or something?
Nah, man, he's on blackjack, man. He talking about he ordered food an hour ago, and he wanted to start jumping up, yelling at people.
Ellis Island is known for taking along with your food.
Hey,
it's pizza.
And they also known for beating your ass if you come up in there tripping. I took the under on the 1.5 rounds. It didn't last 20 seconds.
Man, it never
and
lasts.
He's in the back of the car bleeding, so now he got to go to jail. He ain't going to see the judge till Tuesday.
He still ain't going to have his food.
Go.
Stop playing. Nigga going to be hungry still. That's fucked up.
That nigga paid to get his ass whooped.
Hey, some of y'all niggas need to calm down. That's what the moral of the story is. Quit being so emotional.
Right. Because you might get your ass beat.
Fellas and
that's
ladies.
True. In your emotions.
Sometimes put your emotions to the side. Ask yourself a question. Hey, what is my goal? What am I trying to achieve right here? Am I trying to get my ass whooped? Trying to find peace? I'm trying to come to an understanding. And then you got to make a choice from there. Don't be doing
irrational. Do I want my 6-piece of chicken tenders?
But just understand, you still going to get your ass whooped.
That's a fact.
Not if you take a step back.
You're going to get your ass whooped. Because you need to learn. We going to move on. News of the week, Broncos release quarterback Russell Wilson. He walks away with $39 million.
Ooh, dead money.
They're taking an $85 million dead cap hit to get rid of him. What's up with that?
Well, you know what's up with that.
What did that say?
That's an NFL record, first off, to take that much dead money.
Yeah.
Right.
$85 million over 2 years, plus they're giving him $39 million over the season. Guaranteed.
Nope. That's what they get. They some hoes.
What it says is they fucked up. They did not handle the Russell Wilson situation like they needed to. And because of it, now they have to take that L.
Let's go back, though.
Okay.
Sean Payton wasn't there yet. Hackett was. And he had a shitty season up under Hackett, of course. I think everybody had a shitty season up under Hackett, except Aaron Rodgers.
That's not true. As a head coach. That was his first time being a head coach, right?
Right.
So he trashed as a head coach.
But so as an offensive coach, you threw him out there, and then he got fired. They brought on Sean Payton. And, of course, he came in the gate up in Russell's ass.
Yeah, he
didn't
like
kissing babies. You need to get rid of these parking spots. You don't get your own locker room. None of that shit.
I ain't like none of that. Even though I might agree with it, nigga, you ain't stayed at the Drew Brees. He was kissing babies all right. Katrina.
He's still kissing babies.
He's dead.
The point of it is, it's as unfair as it is, It's your fucking starting quarterback. He's supposed to get the special treatment.
And it I don't think that's unfair. Shit, that's just the rules of any top performer in any industry gets special treatment.
That's true.
The surgeon, the best surgeon, gets special treatment.
Yep.
The nurses be giving him head, all that shit. Yeah. The janitors, girls give him head. If he gave him man, So
special treatment.
Facts. Special treatment happens, and we want it to happen because when you're at the top, you want. Nigga, I don't want.
You want it.
I want special treatment at Magic Mountain. Hey, give me the flash pass, nigga. I'm not waiting in line, so I'm not mad at special treatment. You could tell that Sean Payton didn't want Russell from the jump. His attitude was shitty towards Russell. You ain't even get this nigga a chance. You based it off of some other shit with other coach. Come talk to your quarterback. You talk to your quarterback and not through the media. That's whole shit. I don't like Sean Payton ain't looking. I'm losing respect for Sean Payton.
Oh, for sure.
I'm losing respect for Sean Payton. First and second of all, nigga, you won one championship how many years ago? My daughter, 17.
And they gave that to y'all. They gave it to y'all. Yep. But go ahead.
17 years ago. Nigga, you ain't Bill Belichick. You coming in here like you just won championships like all your fucking career.
Right. And Russell Wilson have played in more than he'd been to.
Facts.
Walmart.
17 years ago. And.
Fuck this up.
I got another thing. Hold on.
Go ahead.
The Waltons, is that their name?
Yeah.
They handling this shit like they handle Walmart.
Like trash.
That's what I was about to say. Get y'all asses to
you handle like that shit like you work at Walmart.
Exactly.
Okay, you know what? We don't need you now. We go get somebody else. It don't work like that, bro.
No. Right. They handle like how Walmart customer service is. Trash. That's why I be taking some shit from them.
You the reason the store's closing. Fuck them stores.
Now they got all this money they got to pay. That's why they just traded Jerry Jeudy to the Browns.
Jerry Jeudy to the Browns.
Oh, just like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. All right, so, because Sean Payton said when he benched Russell Wilson, oh, we're trying to, make no mistake, we're trying to win. Nigga, that's a lie.
Right.
And then he said it again after they let Russell Wilson go, oh, we're trying to win. Nigga, how you trading your best players talking about you trying to win?
When he just beat the Chiefs.
Like Chip Kelly, nigga.
Right.
What was that? Let's go back. What that, week five?
When?
When they asked him to take that pay cut.
Yes.
No, nah, wasn't it like week eight?
I want to say it was like
I think it was week eight.
Week eight, yeah.
Okay, week eight.
It was week eight.
Week eight, halfway through the season, because it's 17 games.
Right.
You're asking him to take a pay cut after a Chiefs win, and you're on a three-game win streak.
And you, yeah. That's how you know some, that's how, that tells us that it ain't about winning like we want to think it is for our team.
It's
teams.
About the personnel. You didn't want that particular personnel.
They kind of set it up to where it was like,
politics, right.
It was like, because he's still on the Seattle contract. Everybody to understand that,
right?
This year, and I mean, this year is the first year of the
Broncos contract.
This is why he getting a $39 million guaranteed,
right?
But they cut the whole rest of the 265 with 129 guaranteed. They cut all that shit out. They gave him 39 because they got rid of him before March 16th, whatever it was.
Yeah, they did
The beginning of the NFL calendar year.
Yeah.
So please understand that this is why they cut him before that. He don't get $39 million. If they cut him after that, he gets a whole another $89 million.
Yeah.
I think, and they didn't want to give him that. He get an $85 million actually.
Right.
That they just took dead money of. So they didn't want to give him that money, and they put that money out to the side. So they got dead money within their rights of acquiring people.
Right.
And you're getting rid of people at the same time, more than just Russell Wilson.
And
Jerry Jeudy just got traded.
Exactly.
Plus you dropped Simmons, the safety probably one of the best in the league.
Right.
So Sean Payton's starting over.
And let's make this clear. He ain't trying to win.
No.
Starting over ain't trying to win right now. Like, that's what you're trying to say.
Start over not trying to win right now.
Right now. Exactly. Right.
Start over and win is not
so. Clearly, I forgot her name, Mrs. Walton, whatever her name is, because she is the one that owned the team. She is the one that, I guess, she had to approve it. Russell Wilson, all she had to prove that shit.
Yeah.
So Sean Payton talked her through it. Like this, we're gonna build a new team. We're gonna start over, new slate, new coach, new head, new owners, new everything.
And you know what? Yeah. I was mad at that, but let me retract because I remember when my team got sold to the daughter, and then her husband York, he took it over, and it was 10 years of trash, and we was mad. The players were like, "Yo, they wilding over there." Steve Young was like, "This is some bullshit," and then I was mad at the ownership, but. Still the same ownership. They're much better now. So, I'm going to give some grace to the Waltons. Because they don't know nothing. They don't know football. This is their first time playing the team.
I'm talking about Sean Payton.
I know, but let me give some grace to the owners. Because the owners got to sign off on everything Sean Payton wants.
They do.
So, I'm going to give credit to y'all. Bro, I'm finna come here and kill y'all. Fuck y'all, y'all trash.
I am.
I'm going to give y'all some credit because y'all don't know what y'all doing. This is learning. Y'all learning as you go. So you can need some time. And at least what I can say that you're doing, even though my respect for Sean Payton is dwindling, at least I can say you're listening to a football nigga on what to do next. Yep. I can give credit for that and give you some grace because you just bought the team. You don't know nothing about owning no team or running a team or building a team or none of that.
Right.
So that's why you did the shit you did. That's why I look crazy right now because you're like, how y'all giving up this much money, dead money, this, y'all doing a lot that look crazy.
Hackett and you got rid of Hackett.
Exactly. It looked crazy. So the initial response is, oh, they crazy. But now I just forgot they just bought the team. So they don't know shit, man. So they learning on the go. It's just like if you was learning how to ride a bike and it was getting filmed. Nigga, you gonna fall. You gonna do some shit. You gonna look crazy. But so I'm gonna give them some grace, even though I don't like the way Sean Payton came
you
in there and did Russell Wilson. I still don't like that.
You shitting on players. You shitting on a Hall of Famer.
Right, right.
Let's go there. I understand.
Agree. I agree with you.
Okay, so when you got a new team and you don't you want a cat that got some skill?
Right.
You want a cat that got some experience?
You're absolutely right. But what I'm saying is the fact that they're doing it this way shows that they're inexperienced.
Oh, of course.
That's what I'm saying.
Can you listen to a Super Bowl winning coach that tell you, hey, I know how to do it?
Even before you hired him, you was inexperienced. That's why you hired Hackett.
Right.
See what I'm saying? All the shit that they've been doing, you gave Russell a lot of money, you hired Hackett. You didn't hire Hackett to play for Russell to play with him. Right. All the shit they was doing was inexperienced. So I'm giving them some grace on that. But don't get it wrong. I still don't like the way you... Sean Payton
we can do the Walton that way. I'll tell my Sean Payton. I understand the Walton.
Okay, I agree with
I'll
you.
I'll tell my Sean Payton.
I agree with you on that then.
Because that yelling shit on the sideline, you ain't got to do that shit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
The whole media shit.
You can be mad all you fuck you want, but you know the camera on you, bro.
Right.
And you're going to do that man like that. And you know Russell the one ain't going to do that back to you. He ain't going to do that.
Because he know how to fight that.
Other cats going to do that. Deshaun Watson going to do that.
Right.
Lamar going to do that.
Yeah.
Who the fuck you think you talking to?
Kyler Murray gonna do
that. Kyler Murray, he did do that.
Yeah.
Hey, but then I seen you the clip where Russell said they wanted him to. The reason why he said he think that that's Sean did that because they wanted Russell to get out of line and do something so they could cut him for saying detrimental
and
to the team, some shit like that.
Right.
So he handled that shit great.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows
shout
how to play the
nigga.
Game.
Right. Hey, shout out to Russell. A lot of niggas be thinking you corny. I don't know if you corny or not. It ain't my business. I like women. Nigga, your wife fine. But you handled that shit perfect.
He did.
I'm going to say he did.
And now.
Because, I mean, you can't handle no more perfect than that.
Right. And now you go. Now they got to pay you all that money.
Mm-hmm. And you ain't got to play for their sorry.
You ain't got to play. He could just sit down and just collect that money.
Right.
All
right.
So right now, let's fuck the Broncos. Now let's get on Russell
fuck
Wilson real quick.
Because
I think we talked about something the hard way. Bring it up real quick about
all right. So we had a question: Is Russell Wilson a Hall of Fame quarterback? And
people in the chat,
a lot of niggas were saying, "Yeah, tell us what y'all think." A lot of niggas were saying, "No, hell no." And I went to go look at the 26 quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame. It's only 26, y'all. Tom Brady ain't in it. Drew Brees ain't in it. It's a lot. Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, none of them ain't in it. It's the it's 26 niggas in it, and 23 of them, 20 of them.
Yes.
Russell Wilson got better numbers than all of them except three.
That's it.
Or Dan Marino.
Brett Favre,
and Peyton Manning.
Right.
Them the only he got better numbers than John Elway, Troy Aikman, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Y.A. Tittle, Roger Staubach, all them niggas, Frank Tarkenton, Bart Starr. Them niggas ain't even close.
Yeah.
Them niggas got like 127 touchdowns.
This is mm-hmm.
And 2,200 yards.
Yeah.
22,000 yards.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson got 40 something thousand yards.
Yeah, 41,000. Plus,
Jesus,
43,000, yeah, and
43,000,
and 343 touchdowns, and a 100 quarterback rating. Mm. That's better than all the niggas in there with the exception of Peyton Manning and Brett Favre.
Third
and
best quarterback rating ever.
Yeah,
right.
From the cast that's in the Hall of Fame.
I'm sorry, I don't see how you can say he's not a Hall.
And I was like, I went and looked the numbers. I say, yo, he a Hall of Famer right now? 10 years.
Just said he not a first ballot.
And
why is he not a first ballot?
I don't know. I think he's a first ballot.
I think he's a first ballot.
Hey, call in or type in why you don't think so. Because I might have agreed with you until I looked up them other niggas.
And I'm like, Miss Dillon said the same thing. You niggas ain't fucking. She say he is too, but he ain't the first about it. Miss Dillon said the same thing. Why y'all ladies hating on Russell Wilson?
Hey, tell us why. Y'all can't just say he ain't. Y'all got to tell us why you think he ain't. I just gave you the numbers. Only niggas got numbers, better numbers than Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, and Dan Marino.
And that says a lot.
And those them, yeah, them three are the best.
Yeah.
Dan Marino ain't won shit, y'all.
Right.
I just want to keep that thing.
And John Elway is in the Hall of Fame. Russell Wilson numbers better. By far. And he played more. And Russell Wilson played less years.
Yep.
And he's still playing.
John Elway played more years and got less numbers. So.
And Russell was first ballot.
Russell Wilson, facts. Russell Wilson that's should be ballot, no a question. First ballot Hall of Fame now that I look at it. I say, and a lot of you niggas need to get out. Deion was right. Hey, y'all niggas, this should be tears. A lot of them quarterbacks, and it was a different era, so I'm going to give them some grace. A lot of them quarterbacks, don't. I'm looking at them like, yo, how you niggas get in? Like Deion said, yeah, you don't belong here with me.
Like Deion said, it need to be, the hall is cool, but it need to be a room for the elite.
They need an elite room.
It ain't right. You need an elite room.
All right, because otherwise you just lumping motherfuckers.
Because they're letting cats in the Hall of Fame. They letting cats in. Well, you was good.
Hey, and or it should be once the new niggas come in, the old niggas get pushed out. Nah, I'm just
well, I ain't gonna maybe say
that.
Some.
I ain't gonna say that. But it happens though, and it's supposed to happen. I think that. The further you go, it's supposed to get better. I don't think it's supposed to get worse. I think I want my children to do better than me. Check and my parents out. Wanted me to do, and so on and so forth.
Check this out. She said, era he's going to be compared to would be not the past quarters back. They didn't play the same game they played today. They threw more in this era. They did throw more in this era.
That's a fact.
And all them cats, like, understand this. We didn't, again, Tom, Breeze, and all them cats that did throw for them yards, they're not in yet.
Right.
They gonna be in already right. By the time Russell Wilson is available
to
go against, you know, yep. And I'm cast first ballot.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Right. So it's like by the time he get ready to go up, his numbers probably gonna be better than what they
gonna
are.
Gonna be better if you keep playing. Yeah,
and even going back to Denver real quick.
Right.
The year they won the Super Bowl in Seattle, his number was comparable to what last year was in Denver, and they just cut this dude for the same fucking.
They try to make it seem like he had a bad year. He had a good year last year.
Yeah.
The team didn't have the and team. He took the team. They were on their way to make it to the playoffs. And then they cut the nigga. They benched him. I said, yo. And then say, we winning. We trying to win. Our number one goal is win. I ain't believe none of that shit. I don't believe nothing you say now, Sean Payton. But Russell Wilson had a better year this year with a better coach. But the coach didn't want him. And that's crazy to me. On the coach part.
And so, he made magic happen sometime in those games.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. Broncos country.
Let's ride. Let's ride out.
Yeah. So I think that the NFL, the teams be on some dirty shit, just for y'all to know. Y'all, I know y'all love y'all teams, but y'all teams be doing dirty shit.
Where y'all got him going?
Thank you.
I want him to go to the Raiders.
I think he's going to the Steelers.
I think he should go to Atlanta. But if he goes,
we all got three different teams.
If he goes to the Raiders, I ain't mad. Because, matter of fact, let's do this real quick. I think the Raiders should get him. Because the Raiders, they say they want to move up to try to get a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
That's weird to me.
They should get him for cheap before the draft. Because you can sign people now.
Right.
Well, I think Monday or Wednesday, this is going to be coming up, right?
Wednesday.
They can sign him for cheap. Add him to a trade package with their pick number 13, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Add Russell in that number 13 pick and go get Daniels.
Who you think should do that?
The Raiders.
Right.
Oh.
Because you're not going to get a good quarterback at 13.
No.
Or somebody that's going to be better than O'Connell.
But if you get Wilson, then.
If you get Wilson and trade him in a package.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
If you want Daniels,
mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels. Who AP coached at Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
He was just defending Heisman Trophy winner. He just won Heisman.
Yeah.
To me, overall, I think he's a little bit better than Caleb. To me.
I ain't mad at that argument. Mm-hmm. I'm mad. Let me tell you why I disagree with. Because I agree with your argument. And I don't know if he's better, but they close. So I just think that.
Bounty gate.
This is what I think.
Like that.
Nigga, Russell Wilson was a fifth round pick, right? Six, some shit like
fourth,
that.
Fourth, I think.
Fourth.
So that means you can find a good quarterback. If you Brock Purdy was the last pick, you can find a good quarterback that you don't got to spend a lot of money on. Right.
But a bunch of good ones coming out.
Raiders got a rookie or got a one first year quarterback that if they don't, I think they believe in. He's just too young to start. So to me, the move would be get Russell Wilson, let him play, sign him to a two-year with one option, and help O'Connell, his name O'Connell, right?
Yeah.
Learn how to play the game, and then bow. That way, and then you ain't got to spend so much money on a first round top quarterback pick that might not make it. That it's still like you think. All right, this is my question to you. Let me
go ahead.
Make this shit succinct. Do you think that if the Raiders get Daniels, that they'll have a year like the Houston just had with C.J. Stroud and make it to the playoffs and something like that, or do you think no? What do you think?
Not
Daniels.
Yeah,
to the Raiders. If he goes to the Raiders right now with the team they got constructed right now,
hell yes.
Could they get to the playoffs?
Yes.
See, I don't know if I don't think so.
With
you. I watched him. I like Daniels.
Right.
We get him throwing the ball to the motherfuckers he threw to LSU, right?
Yeah.
You throwing the ball to Devontae.
And Renfro.
And Monroe. Yeah. And you got Josh James in the backfield.
Right.
Anybody go to that team? You ain't Derek Carr back.
Not anybody.
Shit,
nigga, Jimmy G couldn't do it.
Jamarcus Russell would not be.
Jimmy G couldn't do it fucking way, bro. We not gonna bring Jimmy G over right now.
But I'm just this is what I'm saying.
She said, "Come to Dallas."
See, this is what I'm saying.
I disagree with you
because I think C.J. Stroud was an anomaly. Peyton Manning was the first pick, and that nigga was trash. He was trash his first couple.
He went to a shitty team.
All first picks go to shitty teams.
Right.
Yeah. That's
what I'm saying is the Raiders ready.
Oh, so you okay. So you know what? You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
You said the Raiders ain't shitty. They go trade up to get a better quarterback. All right, I get what you're saying, and it's more validity in that too. If I'm a Raider, I'm gonna do it. What we draft this rookie quarterback for, if we don't believe in this nigga, let's develop him. That's what I think. So Russell Wilson is perfect because he's a veteran. He can teach him. He do shit the right way. He don't be fucking up. And he ain't going to get drunk and be driving and shit if he out here. So I think
it's... You think he's going to be driving and driving?
Because he go to church.
He go to church. He do up, down, on a plane, nigga.
I think
4 hours.
I think that'd the Raiders could be a good scenario. I'm going to say the best scenario, in my opinion, is the Steelers. And the reason why is because if you plug him up with the receivers they got, the running back, the defense that they got.
The
coaching.
Okay.
I think the combination of all that will push them over. Remember, they still ain't had no losing season ever under Mike Tomlin. And they don't have a good quarterback situation.
I get you.
I think y'all said the same thing, just different teams. And I agree with both of y'all. But I want the Raiders.
Do you agree? Take the quarterbacks out. That the Raiders are more ready than the Steelers right now.
I think they're the same.
Devontae Adams?
They got Pickens, nigga.
Do you hear just say Pickens out loud, nigga?
I won't say that they're better than the Raiders. No,
I think they're the same.
They
got Devontae Adams and they got Josh Jacobs
and they got defense.
Yeah, Crosby. So they got top solid players with the Raiders. I think the coaching would be better.
That's true.
For the Steelers. That's why I suggested because of the coaching.
That's why I say they're equal.
Now, players-wise, yes, the Raiders win that hands down.
But I think they equal because of that. I'm saying go to the Raiders for selfish reasons. So we here, we have the Knights.
I get that.
The Aces and the Raiders looking good. So, but I do see I do understand C4, and I understand Atlanta, too. Like, but all of the situations is good, but I like the Raider one more just because, nigga, Raiders is here. Fuck Steelers and Atlanta.
They could definitely go on a run with Russ. Yeah.
They better suited.
I agree.
You got him going against four good quarterbacks over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Then you're here
too, though, nigga.
Right, but you know the teams already. You play them already.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
But still what?
One of them niggas is that nigga.
He ain't got hit in the mouth yet.
And then got hit in the mouth when he played against the Broncos the last time.
And then he won the Super Bowl. So you hit him.
Somebody got.
So what happened was you hit him with his mouth, and then he went on with your girl.
Somebody had, somebody got to win that division besides them.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson comes to him comes to the Raiders is a better than going to the Steelers because they don't do shit up there. I don't believe in no receivers. Those two receivers not better than the Raider receivers.
Right. I agree with you. I kind of agree with Crystal. Shit, Dallas ain't a bad location for him.
Now y'all got Dak.
Man. Yeah, well,
we don't have $2 million. They ain't signed him yet
for $2 million.
For that extension,
he'll be great. Cause soon as that fuck up, put Russell Wilson in.
Right.
fuck up the team chemistry.
Jerry don't give a damn. He just said it to
me. If you got two quarterbacks, you ain't got a quarterback.
You gonna go out there. All right, guys. So don't come on, cut around. Let's pray.
But, no, Crystal, sit your ass down and make some tamales. We hungry.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
But
I don't think it's the best idea, but it's not a bad
idea. I'm leaning more towards Suge, even though I still see C. Foles' point. I'm just doing mine for selfish reasons because of Raiders, nigga.
I see his point.
Yes, yeah. Our weather
his
better.
His point is more of Mike Tomlin than anything.
Yeah. Right.
Mine are the person you on the field that can be getting the ball and throwing the ball.
And y'all both got a point.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all both got points. And I'm saying,
if you won all them games with Aiden O'Connell and you insert a Russell Wilson throwing the ball to fucking Devontae?
Right.
Devontae got what? 1,300 yards this year?
Yeah.
From Aiden?
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So the caliber of players aren't there, but the coaching is at a supreme high, in my opinion, in Mike Tomlin. And that kind of can...
I would give him the coaching...
It can kind of level the playing field a little bit.
Nigga, you ain't giving it to him. That's a fact. No, everybody in the world is going to not argue that. No nigga going to say AP a better coach than to Mike Tomlin.
Duh!
If they do, we're not talking to them. And I love AP. Don't get me wrong.
I
think AP is doing exactly the right thing, what he's doing. Everything he's doing
for that
right.
team.
100%.
Right. Everything.
For that team.
Yeah.
For the Raiders.
Yes. And him getting a quarterback he already knows and Jaden Daniels.
AP know Jaden Daniels?
They was both at Arizona State together before he went to LSU.
Yeah.
AP was there with, what's his name? Hearn. He was there.
Oh, he was there.
That's how you know Daniels.
Oh, well then, listen. I was disregarding what you were saying, but once you made it make sense, okay, you're right. I understand it now. Hey, if you could go get him, because you already got the team, it ain't like you trash. It ain't like you're gonna be.
You ain't gonna be.
So
right.
Well, not that. I'm talking about the team because I don't care. Niggas, Peyton Manning won the Heisman, didn't he? Or did he not?
Hell no.
I don't know. But that nigga was trash when he went to a trash team. So I see what your point is. The Raiders not trash. So if you plug in a rookie quarterback, you get him up, he might do something, make something happen.
Right.
So I ain't mad at that. It's just like Russell Wilson did with Seattle. He came in and started, and them niggas was good from his start, from the start of him, his first year.
Let's slide to the draft real quick. Washington the Commanders, right? They got number 2 pick. They kind of sit in a good position no matter what.
Yeah.
Because they either, because whoever the Bears take, they don't get the other quarterback.
Right.
Plus, they can get Russell Wilson.
That's a fact.
Also, anybody can get Russell Wilson.
He just said that.
The 49ers can get him. The Ravens can get him.
Yeah.
The Bills, anybody can get him. The Giants, I think they're looking at him too. I don't know why, but.
Because they don't like Daniels no more.
Right, but they ain't got no team to be trying to win shit. Russell be trying to win.
Right. Saquon Barkley gone.
Right. I don't think they're going to sign him.
The Giants fucked up. But yeah, you're right. I think that Washington is in a good position, but hopefully they don't fuck it up.
Right.
They can't fuck it up, really.
Well,
just take the other quarterback. And they got some talent in Washington, too. They're not trash. Their record was not good, but they not really trash. They just didn't have no fucking quarterback.
Nah, they ain't no quarterback. And they going to get one this year. And
they fired the coach, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they fired him. What's his name now? Quinn.
Dan Quinn.
Oh, that's right.
Dan Quinn.
Yeah, and they got
Kingsbury as offense coordinator. So, Kingsbury
either one of the
quarterbacks. He don't give a fuck.
That's smart. They did this. They doing some smart shit, right? Oh, that's Magic Nim. That's why.
Yeah.
It's looking smart. See how the difference look when you... Magic and
when you talk to each other?
Yeah. That shit looking smart.
North said, if you want Russ to be your first ballot Hall of Famer.
Peace. Matter of fact, once your ass call in.
If he needs to have a chance, he got to have a ring and or MVP added to his arc.
He got a ring.
Right. And it, well, he got finals MVP. I don't know if he got MVP.
He don't got MVP.
But he got finals, the Super Bowl
MVP. I could agree with that. I agree with that. And I don't know if he's going to get one.
He's another the
only
one?
Not another one.
Not a ring. I'm talking about the MVP.
He definitely got an MVP.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going
to
get
unless
that.
Unless he just go to a
he
got to
ball
team.
The fuck out. If he ball, if he comes to the Raiders and ball out,
right,
he could get MVP. But
if he's in the talks of MVP,
yeah,
I think he'll still be
if he win it, yeah, they'll slide him in.
But that is a good point. So she might be right.
I agree with that. He solidified first ballot if he get another ring.
Right.
You know, two rings.
I think he's there.
I think he's first ballot. If he not.
I think if the writers is being honest, he should be. But you never know. These motherfuckers be feeling a certain way.
They be, right. they count the last time they saw you play most of the time. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
cats what other people long. Say about you.
Right.
Because T.O. should have been first. We all know T.O. should have been first
ballot. I don't know why he not first ballot.
But right. That's my
because
point.
ET's
they have feelings, nigga. They don't be looking at the field. They don't look at what the nigga do on the field. It's how they feel about him.
Right.
That's whack. Mm-hmm. Sorry, ass writers. Put your feelings to the yard like women. Put your feelings to the side and do what the fuck the right thing is.
Do some push-ups, you and your feelings. You be strong. We gonna move it on. Jason Kelce retires from the Eagles. Are they done?
Yep.
Done with what?
They done. Next.
Super Bowl. What you
mean? Nah, they good. They gonna be all right.
They gonna be shit.
They be all right.
Kelce retires.
He retired.
He was the truth, though. He a Hall of Famer, too.
Right.
First ballot.
But I don't even know no other centers. I don't even know the name of no other centers.
That they talk about dude. Like that.
Yeah, he definitely, but I don't think
Jeff the Eagles Saturday done. Was the last one they talked about like that.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think the Eagles done, but I think that they got to do some shit.
That's
what football is. Yeah. Nigga, from year to year, you got to pivot, do some shit, add some shit, subtract some shit.
And
it
the
ain't
money.
Just going to be, oh, we great every fucking year. No,
and
nigga, it's
money.
Ups and downs. Yep. And the money coming
and they
in.
Had
all
a
that shit coming in.
The Eagles had a pretty good, I ain't going to hate, they had a pretty good team that just lost it at the end of the season. But they was like again. How
but they had they had some new niggas on that team, some new DBs. New they lost some linemen. They yeah. lost like eight. They lost some people from their defense. But yeah. that's football,
and they picked up a lot too.
And that's fact. So they had young niggas. They got young niggas that was less experienced. It's football, yo. Like football.
I think it's they coaching. Honestly,
they lost coaches too.
I mean, like, I think it's Sirianni.
Yeah,
but
he holding them back to me.
But did you think that the year they went to the Super Bowl? See, I'm saying that they lost their defense and offensive coordinator, and they lost defensive coordinator.
Oh, that would hurt them the most.
They lost a lot.
The two corners.
But Super they still Bowl. Had a good – they so, still made it to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Right after that Super Bowl, they lost players.
Yeah,
make and then after this year, they lost more players.
And they lost coaches. They lost players and coaches
so
after the Super Bowl.
So it's like – yeah, so it's like
– But so that's my point. All right, so this is my point is they made it to the Super Bowl. They lost two major coaches.
Right.
The, like the assistant
and a major player.
And major player. And some Kelce. Major players, yeah. Now they lost another major player. And they got a and
major
they,
player.
Yeah. So it's going to be ups and like, I think they're still going to be good. They just ain't going to, it's football, man. They ain't always good every year.
This is
when you are good every year, you got to capitalize on that shit.
You having a center like that, you know, somebody play
a
quarterback.
Lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you got a center that, you don't have to worry about the line. Or even the snap.
Yeah, he's the person.
Now you got to do the snap. You got to go all the way start back from zero again with a new guy. And you got to make sure you get to that shit through training camp and all of that.
Right.
Yeah. That's what they're going to be working on this whole training camp.
Yeah, but this shit my right. whole thing, that's a crimp in what they're doing.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not saying they're going to be great. I'm saying football is you got to pay. When you win, now niggas want to get paid.
Right.
That's why the Rams won that Super Bowl. They picked Von Miller up, won the Super Bowl. Then he went to the Bills, paid him. Like, they lost a bunch of niggas, and then they was trash
the
next year.
The Rams went all out, and they capitalized on going out. Right.
And then it was trash the next year.
And that's what you do when you go all out.
Because niggas leave and go get
paid. But you got to win. That one time.
When you go all out.
I'd rather win this up a couple of years than I'm back up there this up a couple of years.
But that's football. You're right. And that's football. It's ups and downs. So you ain't always going to be good every year and make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl every year. Shout out to the niggas. That nigga over there, the mixed nigga, he good. Two Super Bowls in a row. How many Super Bowls nigga won in 5, 6 years? Three and six years. That nigga good. But that ain't the norm for most teams. Most of the time, it's like what you said. It's ups and downs. You might win this year. Next year, you lose some people. Niggas get greedy. You win, you doing good. Niggas get greedy.
They did it the right way, though. They made him sit behind. They brought him up. Alex did his thing because let's be real. Big Red made Alex better than he was in San Francisco.
That's I don't agree with that.
He started going to the promos. San Francisco
and Washington.
Nah, but y'all, hold on. Because I'm a 49er fan. Jim Harbaugh was there. We with Alex Smith. We went to the NFC Championship. But, nigga, he can't make. They ain't win shit. Hey, just like he did in San Francisco.
Yep.
He did in Kansas City. He can't take you. You got to have a great defense and a great running game. Other than that, you ain't going to win that shit. And we got as far as we could with Alex Smith. And then guess what? Kaepernick, he could take us farther. He took us to the Super Bowl. And then we lost. So, what I'm saying is, you're right. Andy Reid did help Alex Smith. I'm not disregarding that, but Jim Harbaugh did too.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because before Jim Harbaugh.
Mike Singletary was the coach. The first time.
And he was trash.
That's because
Mike Singletary is
a defensive coach.
Exactly.
A defensive player.
When you got a defensive-minded coach and a young quarterback,
you don't know shit about offense. That's
why it might be hard for Dan Quinn. That's what I'm saying. It might be hard. But you got Klingelberg, right? You got us. That's what he's smart. Washington is smart for hiring an offensive nigga
that
knows some shit
with a defensive-minded quarterback
coach. Yeah, exactly. That's because if
it's they got some players over there.
Yeah,
they just ain't got to put it together.
So my thing is Mike. We fire Mike Singletary, and I like Mike Singletary, but no, nigga, you can't.
I don't like the way y'all be doing people over there in San Francisco, bro.
You can't be
Mike Singletary was at dinner, bro, and they came up to him. So how did you feel to get fired? He's like, I'm fired.
Oh, that's the media, though, nigga.
That's bullshit.
Hey, but Mike Singletary, you did a bad job. Listen, you should have stayed the defense coordinator, nigga. You was on some bullshit.
You see what Ray Lewis doing?
You made Vernon, what the nigga last name
is? Give him a going.
Vernon Davis.
That nigga cried in the locker room.
He balled
I don't want him on my fucking team. That's what he told him.
And he balled after that.
But defensive niggas, though, I got to learn how to talk to offensive niggas. You can't talk to them people the same. Defensive niggas, you can yell, cuss, call them everything. Tell their mama, their mama ain't shit. Offensive niggas is sensitive. You got to talk to
them. Catch the ball. If he throw it right.
He was talking to Vernon Davis like a defensive nigga. Vernon Davis cried and left, walked off. I said, you remember the Titans, how Denzel was talking to Stevie?
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't play for that man. Come play with me. You got to talk to the nigga sensitive. So, Mike Singletary, hopefully you learn it. Or stay your ass on the defense side and talk to
Mike Singletary, stay your ass where you at. You had a great Chicago Bears career. You fucked up going to the 49ers.
Offensive niggas is like light-skinned niggas. You got a baby in you niggas.
And all dark-skinned niggas are. Burned up with a dog. Last time I saw it.
He cried when he cried in San Francisco when they won the Giants. No, but one was on camera. The other one was on game.
All of a sudden, you doing push-ups, now you're crying. Fuck up. The 49 ain't in you, boy. You need 50.
Shout out to T.O. T.O. still want to play football.
The best in the league. Sit your ass down.
Still got it.
Oh, we got to talk about the Mike Tyson shit, though, nigga.
Oh, yes. We're going to get to everybody. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. July 20th on Netflix at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
It's a charity fight,
Mike Tyson
fight,
fell
right?
for the okey-doke, nigga.
It's a charity fight, right?
He fell for the okey-doke.
How much money they paying him? Because that's the
They ain't got that shit out there. Exactly. But Jake Paul getting, I think, $10 million per fight.
So Mike Tyson getting more, I guarantee you. Because that's he going to be the draw.
Mike Tyson fell for the okey-doke.
What do you mean? All right, explain it, because I want to know.
Because
I can't agree with you.
This is the thing right here. To me, you out there, again, showcasing charity fights and all that shit. You fighting bums. I think the last dude he fought.
Who?
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
I don't even know who he was.
He not fighting real boxers.
Right.
Yeah, he fighting so MMA niggas retired.
You do that. He got a 10-fight thing with Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $10 million per fight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you already have Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson said he ain't like that when he saw it. Like, you shouldn't be out there doing that as a real boxer. He ain't a real boxer. So he fought this last dude. He dominated, beat him in the first round, and Tyson getting tired of looking at it. And to me, it was like, we trying to call somebody out like that without calling them out. Because Tyson ain't going to be like, man, I ain't about to fight you. But when you keep watching this stuff and watching this stuff, let me knock this dude out real quick.
So you saying Mike
Fell for Okie Doke.
So why he fought for the Okie Doke? Because they tried to get him to get
fight.
In the fight? Oh, okay.
To get in the ring.
I agree with that.
To get Mike Tyson in the ring, be for real.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody going to watch that. That's why it's on Netflix.
Exactly. That's a fact.
He fell
that's
for
why,
the
that's why they gave that nigga a lot of money. That's what I'm
so
saying.
So it's not a charity fight. It's a like
no, it's a real fight. But
I think it's a charity
Mike
fight.
Mike Tyson.
But I it's
thought
a real.
That's what I thought it was.
It's, all his fights are charity fights, but they still real fights.
Lay his ass out, Mike.
Who y'all think gonna win?
But okay, what if they give Mike Tyson $25 million to take a fall?
50. Shit.
Or 50 or 100 million to just make it look good.
I'm putting $78 on Mike Tyson on the money line.
Me too.
What if he knocked Mike Tyson ass down?
I would be mad.
Because this motherfucker ain't 55 years old.
Hey, he's 57.
I'm 57, I mean.
Hey, but you see that motherfucker? You see that motherfucker doing his drills in the ring? That motherfucker still move quick as fuck.
Ain't nobody hitting you back though.
And but he got the moves. That's what I'm saying.
But did
he
you
still got the good footwork?
But you remember when him and Roy Jones Jr. fought, right?
Yeah.
Remember that? The nigga didn't look.
They won that fight.
But both of them niggas looked old and needed
thank
to sit the fuck down. And that's the point. This nigga older than that. Now he close to 60. He like a grandpa.
Hey, you should not be getting hit, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson money line.
Listen,
first round.
I'm
uppercut that nigga.
I'm gonna keep it real, Mike. I think they gave Mike a lot of money, and I mean 50 million.
Tons.
Yeah.
To do this shit.
Tons.
Because I don't see no other reason.
And Netflix involved. Shit, he getting 100 million, bro.
But Mike, you need to sit down. Look, we do the podcast. The podcast is dope.
Miss Steeler said I wouldn't fight Mike even if he was 70.
I wouldn't fight that motherfucker.
At all.
I feel that.
You can have my pocket spot. Girl, what you do to Mike Tyson make him mad at you right there?
I should hit you.
But, that nigga still 57. Hey, nigga, if you get knocked out, I was disappointed when Buster Douglas did you like that.
Right.
Then I let Paul, one of these
he Paul two niggas
do you like
that. I'm
going to have a flashback when I was a kid watching that fight.
Like, you doing 2 minutes.
Nigga, I thought I used to try to beat Mike Tyson when I was, that was boxing was back
so,
then.
That I remember that, like, boy.
They only had
my dad was so pissed off. That nigga went to go get milk and didn't come back. I was like, damn.
They probably come back on Monday.
I would thought that shit was set up. I said, this nigga doing Mike Tyson like he do niggas. And he was never the same after that. But Mike Tyson, man, stop. I feel you on the money. I don't think you need the money like that.
No,
nigga.
He don't need the money.
You got a cannabis farm.
His cannabis operation bringing like $5 million a year.
You bring yeah. just put on, but you still want to do your craft,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
No, nigga.
He misses boxing.
He ain't coaching either. You know what
all
I'm saying?
All these listen, it's cool. It's over. When you in your nigga boxing, your boxing career was over at what year? What age do you niggas need to stop boxing at?
When they get knocked out.
46, probably.
nigga,
40, 44, 46, maybe.
I think 39. I remember when Floyd fought Sugar Shane. He wasn't even Sugar Shane then. He was just Shane Mosley. Sugar Shane was 25 years old.
Diabetic Shane Mosley.
When he had hands.
Exactly. So he was 39 when he fought Floyd. When he fought Floyd. And I thought that
motherfucker, he's smart. I'm going to wait all you niggas out. I'm going to wait your ass out, too.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, Mike Tyson, stop it, nigga. Go commentate. Niggas will pay you to commentate. I 100% guarantee you could commentate fights. Because all the other boxers, Roy Jones, all these niggas commentate. Stop boxing, man. We don't want to see you like that. You one of our people we grew up with, legends. If you get knocked out by Paul... Call nigga Paul.
Cartoon Network.
Last name, nigga. Then we finna be looking at you
that
like
Mike Tyson mysteries, bro. That shit.
It's kind of, if this motherfucker knocked Mike Tyson down, it's gonna be like it's
gonna be the
when Thanos.
They might set
when
up for
Thanos thumped the Hulk man one time. He like, man, you gotta get your lick back, bro. It's like I'm mad the Hulk didn't get his lick back, bro. It's like your childhood hero getting beat up because he passed his prime. Come on, bro.
I don't like it. I'll be sad when my heroes get their ass whooped and look crazy. When Roy Jones got knocked out, nobody knew. I said, who did he fight? That nigga's fighting in the basement in Germany? Nigga's fighting Hitler's great grandson?
Like, you can't be that broke. You in Germany in the basement, bro.
And nobody knew this fight. You just got knocked out by a nigga who nobody knew. No, you didn't know.
Fuck out.
What the fuck's going on, man? Sit, you trying to rap. Sit your ass down.
Mike Tyson, sit your ass down.
We Mike Tyson, on. Sit down.
Mike, knock his ass out,
this.
Mike.
Knock this motherfucker out this.
Then sit down.
Mike Tyson, money line.
End
that's
this shit
the
early.
Fire bet.
We going to move on real quick, guys. Close to this thing. Caitlin Clark surpassing Pete Maravich in the NCAA point score. Mm-hmm. 3668 points that she scored and counting.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
shout out to Caitlin.
She dope.
I think she going to bring more eyes to the WNBA when she comes in. Her and Angel.
I think she will because she got Steph Curry's record.
Who?
Pearlmore.
Who the fuck is
she
that?
Pearlmore is the lead.
Well, she coming out this year. So unless she have a good run, because she's averaging, what, 33?
Yeah, she averaging like 30.
So if she go to the finals, she probably been passing. She probably can pass it. It's like 200 some points.
Yeah, she would have to.
Yeah. I think she can pass it. They go to
the... Promo is the all-time women's leading scorer. Not to be confused.
Not in NCAA. And AAIA.
Right.
Yes. It's a whole other league.
So that's different leagues. Okay.
Yeah, but that's the most points ever scored.
Ever. By a
in
woman.
In college.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Because Maravich was the NCAA, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Men's. Yeah. Yeah. And men. So that means right. men, all of them, yeah. But I was looking at that nigga. I looked at his stats. With that nigga shot all the shots, bro.
Yeah.
That nigga was shooting 37 shots a game.
Jesus.
Nigga, 37 shots.
With no three point.
No, right. Other niggas, the closest next nigga is average 12.
Right. That nigga's out here throwing sky hooks.
Did you really shoot the ball?
They just said
his
daddy was the coach. Right. His daddy was like, yo, get a ball to my son and let him shoot all the shots. You niggas blocking, get rebounds. You niggas play defense to get rebounds. So that shit was kind of unfair. Hers is more impressive than Pistol Pete's. That's just my opinion because that nigga shot 37 shots a game.
She got a great legacy.
And she be shooting from the logo like Steph Curry.
And she be turning around and she go in.
Yeah, she dope.
Shout out to Kevin. I want to check them out. These playoffs coming up. This tournament coming up. Else we got? Carl Anthony Towns got left knee meniscus surgery. He'll be out to the beginning of the West Coast playoffs.
Western Conference?
Western Conference playoff. I said West Coast.
They ain't making it. Man, he trash anyway. They might do better without your ass.
I think Towns is, I think, the reason why they still number one.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, even though they pulled off with the effort and shit, but he can't do that shit every game.
Yes, I think he can.
I think he can, but they're going to double him. Other teams
you're right. You still going to need Cat. I'm talking halfway true shit. I think Cat don't show up in the playoffs.
If he can hold a ship till Cat get back.
Right.
I mean, they probably fall to 2 or 3, but just don't go to 4 and 5.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to have to play some niggas, though.
They do.
So.
Till Cat get back. Oh, they got it. They can't make no more trades. The trade deadline over with and shit.
Yeah.
Shout out. He's number one. No, they're number two, right? Number one. They're number one right now.
Yeah, they number one.
I think they got one. I have a game over Oklahoma City who's balling right now. Shout out to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah, my MVP of this year.
Yeah.
That's your MVP?
That's my MVP.
I got.
For a team that shouldn't even that wasn't slated to even be in the playoff to be number two or number one last week.
All
right. And he the leader.
But I ain't got him my MVP.
Who your MVP?
Probably Tatum.
That motherfucker just went like 11 for 95, like two games.
Sometimes that happened. Then they beat Golden State by 52.
Right,
also.
And then you choke.
I'm still
getting an MVP and do that.
I'm still gonna say Giannis is the MVP.
Over Joker?
Yeah.
Nobody picking Joker.
No.
Shit.
No. But
he my second.
But I'm not. I got him second.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it would have been Embiid.
I got him overtaken for me.
And I'm gonna still ride with the dark horse.
The Europeans take over.
I like Tyrese Halliburton.
He's not gonna get it, bro.
He ain't gonna get it.
No.
But
he don't.
He balling.
He hard. But
he balling.
Yeah, he missed out of games too, though. He got hurt.
He probably won't qualify for the award. He ain't gonna qualify for the sixth man award, but he definitely. I mean,
he's a starter, nigga.
Most improved.
He should get something though.
Most improved.
Most improved player.
I ain't mad at that.
He should win that. He's not going to qualify for it because he don't have enough games because he's been at time.
His disparity from last year to this year is super big. Like, should make
sense.
I understand that. So, yeah.
His glow is very big, but I'm talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, yeah. You talking about MVP, though, right?
His glow up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He might get it, too. Nah, that nigga been balling, but the team better now.
Not like this. Yeah.
He been balling, but not like this.
Yeah.
They actually giving him the ball. Nigga, go do what you do.
Yeah, buddy. Nice.
Kobe shit, nigga.
Right.
We come to the end of this thing. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host, I am Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Doshi the Great, a.k.a. Let me tell your friends about me with my co-host, it's this.
Q Mecca, 2 techs up. You know, tragic gonna hold you down.
Yo, C48618. Have a good weekend, everybody. I'm taking North Carolina +5.5.
North Carolina!
Throw your hands up. Like a helicopter.
They got a good game against Duke today.
Oh, Duke, they're going down.
I told you they're going to beat them last time.
UNC all day.
They're not going to win this one, but they're going to cover the 5.5.
Hey, we on our way to DB's going to fuck with us.
DB's in the house. Boss lady got on a different hat. Ah, she took the Mexico hat off. Well, I don't support white hats.
I'm gonna get one and say black hat.
Me too.
Even though this black on black. Bigly.
I'm gonna give me a half for Akira Toriyama.
Hey, rest in peace
to Akira Toriyama.
Thank you for everybody tuning in. Thank you, ladies, for being here every fucking Saturday. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah. When we get big, we gonna have y'all cook or something.
We gonna whoop y'all ass in spades.
We gonna beat y'all ass in spades.
Cause that's okay. What we do. Peace out.
Hold up.
It's Biggie though. Motherfuckers.
Hold up.
It's Biggie.
Stop.
Hey, turn this shit up. Let Biggie go out. This is where he killed Bone on his own shit.